A decision from the U.S. Supreme Court this summer could remove federal protections for abortion across the U.S. SideFX Public Media's April Rickert has more on what that could mean for access to abortion in Kentucky and the Midwest region.
A draft opinion leaked earlier this month shows the Supreme Court could be moving toward overturning the landmark 1973 abortion case Roe v. Wade. That would give states the right to regulate access to abortion. The decision's not yet final. Still, protests have erupted nationwide in the wake of the news, including in Kentucky, where a so-called trigger law would ban abortion automatically if Roe is overturned. That's from a rally where more than 200 people marched through the streets of downtown Louisville, protesting the potential end of Roe. Roughly half of all U.S. states are certain or likely to ban or severely restrict access to abortion if given the chance. Kentucky has been moving toward tighter restrictions on abortion for years. Last month, the Republican-led legislature passed a more than 70-page bill that includes restrictions on minors and abortion medication and bans abortion at 15 weeks. Kentucky Senator Stephen Meredith is one of 107 state lawmakers who voted to override the governor's veto of that bill. At a hearing in April, he said he wants to see the end of abortion.
This is a stain upon our country. It's our greatest sin. It needs to be reversed.
The law took effect and cut off access to abortion in Kentucky for more than a week. Providers said they couldn't comply with new regulations because they weren't yet in place. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the law. Stevie Binge is a medical receptionist at Planned Parenthood's Louisville Health Center. She says most people had no idea they'd have to leave the state to get an abortion. Reactions from patients ranged from anger to hopelessness. Binge says almost every patient they spoke with cried.
And they're trying to figure out how they can get to Bloomington or Indianapolis when they don't even have a physical means of transportation. And suddenly you're thinking about having to have an abortion and then take a bus home.
Bench worries that this is a foreshadow of what's to come if Roe does get overturned.
We're all staring down the barrel of how much more time do we even have left. The inevitability is eventually that anyone that wants an abortion is going to have to go to Illinois.
That's because Illinois is likely one of the only states in the Midwest where abortion will still be allowed if Roe is overturned. Megan Jaifo is the director at the Chicago Abortion Fund, which provides financial, logistical, and emotional support for people coming to Illinois for abortions. She says over the past couple years, they've seen an uptick in calls, including more people from Kentucky in recent weeks. It feels like a practice run of what could happen if Roe is overturned. But already, people are traveling in from other states.
People are coming into Illinois from, you know, as far as Texas, as far as Kentucky, just all across the nation right now.
Jaifo says providers are preparing, hiring staff and opening more clinics. Planned Parenthood of Illinois CEO and President Jennifer Welch told the Chicago Tribune she expects between 20 and 30,000 additional patients a year seeking abortion in the state if Roe is overturned. Providers say bans on abortion will disproportionately affect already vulnerable populations, people of color, young people, and those with low or no income who already have children. They may not have funds to pay for an abortion, a way to travel, or the freedom to take multiple days off from work. Jaifo says many are already being harmed by existing restrictions that push clinics out of reach or make abortion too costly.
This will just make it more excruciating than it already is. Roe is the bare minimum, and it's just devastating to think that we're going to lose even that.
The Supreme Court's decision isn't final yet. That's expected to come in June or July. I'm April Rickert, SideFX Public Media.
SideFX Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health.